Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, it's in a game day, baby. It's a game day. Niners, Rams, Thursday night football. I want to say we're fired up. I know I am. Are 49ers fans fired up about this game tonight? All eyes are going to be on them at SoFi Stadium down in Los Angeles. But there's not going to be Brock Purdy. There's not going to be Ricky Pearsall. There's not going to be Juwan Jennings. We know already there wasn't going to be Nick Bosa or George Kittle or Brandon Ayuk. But there's going to be Mac Jones. There's going to be Kendrick Bourne. There's going to be Jake Tonjes, Christian McCaffrey. And the guy that matters the most is still going to be out there, albeit on the sideline, Joe, as I say good morning to you, Kyle Shanahan. And you know what? When you got Kyle and you got Robert Saleh, and you're going down to SoFi, it's a divisional game. I don't care. Shout out Bonta Hill. Division games are different. It's a short week. It's Thursday night football. Weird things can happen. I'm not throwing dirt on them just yet.
Possibly.
But it's going to be tough. It's going to be very difficult.
So I woke up this morning, and knowing that I got to, you know, go to a family friend, family member, I mean, he's as close to family as he gets, funeral. And I was just thinking about my dad and how much I miss watching games with him and just the talking, the back and forth. And it's so bizarre to me to see this false machismo. You always suit up no matter what from certain people. And it's like, okay, tell me you didn't play any sports growing up, you know, at all, without telling me you didn't play any sports growing up at all. Whether you're playing youth level, high school, college, whatever. Some games are more important on the schedule than others. And sometimes when you're dealing with stuff as a team, whether it's development, whether it's team chemistry, trying to get somebody a look at a certain position, whether it's dealing with an injury, sometimes you manipulate who is out there because you realize, not that the game is to be wasted, but that there are other games on the calendar that are more consequential to the overall theme of the season. And I woke up this morning with this duality. On one level, I'm super fired up for tonight's game, and I really do think that Mac Jones can keep us in this game. I'm not ready to wave the white flag. I'm just not. And I want to see what Kyle has cooked up. They still do have some guys who can make plays. And you just never know. That's why you play the games. Then, I also woke up thinking, boy, the risk-reward of what they went through last week as they were weighing it. Man, I just don't know. I don't know if it was worth it. You know, you were thinking about the schedule, and it was like, all right, the Jacksonville Jaguars, we win this game, we go 4-0. It lessens the importance of the Rams game to a degree. All right, I can listen to that. I'll hear that. I agree with that, I guess, on a level. But we go out there and we've got a variety of guys that are dealing with things. And we're gonna try to gut it out, and we're gonna try to beat the Jaguars. But I also, as I'm steering this train down the tracks, have to be looking beyond the 5 yards of track I'm on right now. I have to look down the road to see if I need to slow this thing down a little. And knowing that that game was coming tonight, on Thursday, there are certain spots on the team I would have been more cautious with. And I go back to my dad, and I think, my dad and I would have these conversations. Do you pitch Matt Cain on 3 days rest? Do you force Curry to play with the ankle that he's got going on right now? Or do you buy time and you wait for the Laker matchup? These are the conversations I grew up having for days as a coach. Hey, do I pitch Rami in game one? Or do I wait till game two against this team and have him come out of the bullpen? I'm just using examples, right? Do I want to see this package here, this package then? I pick and choose my spots. And I'm always weighing things. There's the risk, there's the reward, and there's like, how much do we have to have this game? And I go back to the quarterback, and I say to myself, I don't treat everyone the same as I treat the quarterback. That's just the reality. Belichick did not treat Tom Brady. I know we want to believe he did. He did not treat Tom Brady the same way he treated his kicker, the same way he treated his backup defensive lineman.
No, they try to say that he did.
I don't buy it.
They try to say, you know, Tom is always getting ripped in the meetings and everything like that. But behind closed doors, come on. You know, that he was treated differently.
Of course.
And he have to. It's the quarterback.
Joe, I love a lot of my friends. I don't treat them like my son.
No.
All right?
I would hope not.
All right? I've got a million friends. I don't treat them like I treat my wife. This is your franchise quarterback. This is the guy you budgeted for, not just for this year. You budgeted for in years past. You said goodbye to great players because you love this guy so much. You're budgeting not just for now. You're budgeting down the line as you're waiting to roll over cap space this year to afford him for next year.
Joe, he signed, and I know it's the numbers in the NFL that aren't what they seem to be, but I'm just going to say it. He signed a 5-year, $265 million contract.
I know.
$265 million.
I know.
And we're just going to throw him out there when he's hurt?
It's
insane to me.
I don't think it was that flippant, but I do believe that, like, as they're weighing things, because, like, you're weighing, so, like, how hurt is he? How hurt is my backup? You know, how important is this game? Where are we at on the schedule? Where are we at as a team?
I'll tell you, we're in the second day of October. We got a long way to go, people. And we got a long way to go this season.
But this thing about, like, football players play no matter what. You sure about that? You sure about that? Because if I presented Baltimore with a similar circumstance, all right, as they're dealing with a hamstring injury for their franchise player in Lamar Jackson, are they going to be cautious?
Yes.
Are they going to pick and choose their spots?
Yes.
Okay. Are they going to balance risk-reward?
Yes.
Okay. Does that mean they're going to be right on every decision they make? No. No, not at all. But this thing that I heard last week, Mac Jones was more injured. I just want you to say this out. Do the exercise with me out loud. Would Baltimore risk playing Lamar Jackson because the backup was so injured they were afraid to go to QB3? I'm asking out loud.
No.
I don't buy the argument that Purdy had to play because Mac was more injured and they were afraid to play QB3. I am making decisions on Brock Purdy's status of a game independent of what QB2 and QB3 are. I am making decisions on Brock Purdy. Where are we at in the season? Where is he at physically? What is the risk reward? Who are the games coming up? How important is this game? QB2 and QB3, they're a factor. They're like the 45th factor of how I'm weighing these things. And no, I do not treat Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings, who were two guys dealing with injuries heading into the game, the same way, who are making a fraction of what Brock Purdy's making. And you're not budgeting for those guys years prior and years after like you are for your quarterback. I just think about the Brock Purdy thing, and the reality is this decision has now probably cost them about a good month of the season of Brock Purdy getting hurt. He might have played no games for a month, came back, and still got hurt. But the fact you played him Sunday, knowing that this Rams game was hanging here Thursday, I knew going into it, boy, that's a risky decision. They all might have been, you know, hey, I feel great, I feel great, I feel great. You go out there, you re-aggravate it. That is totally plausible. The decisions that this organization makes when it comes to the quarterback and the health and him staying upright are going to be scrutinized, because that is your franchise quarterback that you finally hung your hat on, that you paid big money to, that you've been budgeting for 2 years prior, 2 years after, and this year. The Brock Purdy injury thing is a big deal, guys. It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. It's the reason we're talking about it on game day, because he has been ruled out tonight. Ricky Pearsall been ruled out, and Juwan Jennings ruled out. Who is in? Well, it's not going to be Nick Bosa. It's not going to be George Kittle. It's not going to be Brandon Ayuk. But you got Jake Tongis. You got Kendrick Bourne. You got Sky Moore. You got Christian McCaffrey and B-Rob, Brian Robinson. Still, you got DeMarcus Robinson. And you got Mac Jones. And how's Mac Jones going to look on that leg? Is he going to be able to move around a lot? I'm not sure. You got to get creative. It's a divisional rival. These things always end up being close somehow.
No doubt.
So if you can make a play here or there and somehow, Joe, somehow come away with a win tonight, oh my God.
Just keep it close.
Keep it close.
No, and I'm not trying to do like, I'm saying keep it close and then anything can happen.
I think last week was a prime example. Another NFC West divisional game in Arizona.
Yeah.
Seahawks dominated that game for 3.5 quarters. And then what happened? Oh, the Cardinals came back.
100%.
Why? Because they made some plays. The Seahawks made a mistake. They missed a kick. And then you leave the door open. In this league, there are playmakers everywhere. There's playmakers on the Saints, Giants, best teams in the league, whatever you want to say, that the Eagles. There's playmakers everywhere. So you keep things close, things could happen. Weird things could happen, especially on Thursday Night Football. And I want to hear from the people today. 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
Think about this. Steph Curry, one of the greatest players of all time, right?
Debatable, yes. Yes, top 10 already.
Right. Was the Warriors season on the line last year?
Season on the line.
Yeah, at the end of the year when he got hurt.
Yes.
Yeah. How many years do you think he's got left? I mean, even if you're being conservative.
Couple.
Okay, I would agree. Maybe a couple good opportunities. Yeah. Look, man, he wasn't going to be useful for you.
No.
You had to look at it pragmatically. Say, the guy's injured. He's not going to be able to help us enough right now. He's got to sit. Sorry. That's how it is. Purdy might have said he was fine. Purdy might have looked fine. I knew one series in, as I texted the group thread, as I called Matt Nahegan, our boss, I was like, there's not a chance in hell this guy is getting through this game and the next game. Yeah. Right away, I knew that. And you guys could say, well, you're not a doctor. You don't understand. No, but I have eyeballs. And my job is literally to talk about these things and these decisions and to weigh them. And fans are sitting on their couch assessing whether he looks healthy or not. Like, it was obvious he couldn't plant on the foot, couldn't move around the same. Right? And look, credit for him for gutting it out. I know that the whole sport of football is you play through it no matter what. Yeah, well, sometimes playing through it no matter what is a poor decision. And it's going to bite you in the butt. And what sucks right now is there's two things. Number one, it feels like this Brock Purdy injury is going to linger all year. I don't know how they get out of this scenario. Rest? Sure. I mean, do they need surgery? I don't know. But it sure feels like even if he sits a couple of weeks, there is a high potential of him re-aggravating this in some form or fashion. That is real. But like, you knew that there were back-to-back games. And like, this Rams game is significantly more important than the Jags game.
Yeah.
For infinite number of reasons.
Well, now that you say that, had they won last week, let's just play a hypothetical
game.
Okay,
no, I like this.
Had they won last week,
it does make this game less important. But I kept thinking to myself, the worst case scenario heading into last week, which I'm sure they were weighing, was you lose the game and you lose your quarterback for however long because he's re-aggravated, not right, whatever. And it happened. Like, that played out, which sucks. And again, this is not me saying that anyone should be fired or everybody's good. But these decisions have ramifications and consequences. And what sucks today is that I look up and I'm like, dude, are quarterbacks hurt again?
I know.
And it's going to be a lingering all season issue again? At some point, bad luck gets thrown out the window. I don't even know if I'm there yet. Like, I don't even know how I feel. I'm just bummed.
Well, how are 49ers fans waking up this morning and feeling about tonight's game? 888-957-9570.
Joe, I don't want to blame anyone. Like, I'm not trying to blame anyone, but it's like, these are the conversations that we have, are they not?
We were talking about it all last week, that this is a realistic possibility. This is what we do. This is what we talk about.
Yes.
It's okay to talk about the injuries because it's a part of the game. I understand in football, it sounds... People like to use the word
soft. The culture of football is different, but, like, sometimes you got to sit, guys. I referenced Steve Young the other day.
Yeah.
Okay? I remember so many games in the middle of Steve Young's career, whether it be concussion, shoulder, ribs, ankle, where they're like, yeah, we got to make a tough decision. You're not playing. He got yanked from a playoff game after one series.
Yep.
Because he couldn't throw.
Couldn't throw.
And it was like, no, you have to come out of the game. And Grabback's not better than you. But today, given how, you know, how compromised you are, today Grabback gives us a better chance to win. And guess what? We still weren't going to win.
Exactly. It was similar in that Cowboys doc we all watched when it was Steve Berline taking over for Troy Aikman. And Jimmy Johnson's like, you know what, Troy, you're probably not there quite yet. I know you feel that way, but we're going to stick with Steve Berline. And they lost, and, you know, he's going to have to, like, wear that, and Troy's going to feel his
100%.
Way. But those are the decisions you have to make. Protecting players from themselves. Protecting, and I use this word because it's true, your investments. And he is a $265 million investment. So I don't want to hear people tell me it's only a $9 million cap hit. It's only this. It's only that. Yeah, no, you're locked into this guy for the next 4 or 5 years, potentially.
But you've been budgeting. See, like, this thing that he's only making this much, but you're not accounting for the $99 million in dead cap. And it's not all because of Purdy, but, like, they've been budgeting for him for years. They're budgeting for him this year. They're not adding to the payroll currently because they want to roll cap money over to budget for next year. So to me, the cap number for this year is a false equivalency.
The reason why the Cincinnati Bengals, and I get it, the injury was more severe probably than Brock Purdy's.
It's pretty obvious it was.
But I'll say this. If that happened, you know, and they were fighting for the playoffs and it was, you know, week 16, 15 for the Bengals, maybe they do view it differently and say, you know what, hey, Joe, can you gut this thing out? Can you try to get us there? Maybe they have a different thing, and maybe they don't elect to get surgery right away, and they wait, and they can't make it any worse. I don't know. But the fact that this was so early on in the season, too, like Joe, it's what is it, week 5 today? Like,
well,
really?
That was my big thing.
You nipped this thing in the bud early. You could just put him on the IR. You had the out. Rap sheet on NFL Network, we have the sound. He said 2 to 5 weeks. You had time. You did not need to rush him back.
Well, maybe let me defend him.
But Joe, the fact that he was limited in practice, it was almost never a full participant, and, like, we never even saw him sprint. Like, that tells you all you need to know that he wasn't ready, right?
Yes, and with this bizarre, like... This bizarre thing about QB3, well, if you elevate him, it costs money, and
you take a spot.
Guys, you are complaining and going crazy about $75 million for Brandon Ayuk, and now we're worried about a million-dollar guy on the end of the roster.
Breadcrumbs we're worried about now.
That's what I'm saying. What are we doing?
Breadcrumbs. What are we doing today, Niners fans?
What are we doing?
Are we going to have watch parties for this one?
No, I wonder. I'm very conflicted this morning, because in one sense, I'm like, dude, I feel like we're doing the NBA, like, rest thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, hey, it's the back-to-back. Here goes the B team.
And that's why we love the NFL. That's why we don't like the NBA, because the scarcity of these games. I understand. You want to see Brock out there for as many games as possible. I would like to see that, too. But I would also like to be for him to be at his best for as many weeks as possible.
Well, that's
where I'm kind of juggling this.
And look, you know, you could cherry pick whoever's opinion you want to find somebody who aligns with yours. No, you can. Like, I understand that. And I'm not trying to cherry pick
politics. We do that every year.
No, but like, Loneal came onto this show, and Loneal told us, like, dude, he's going to be dealing with this. The only way that this gets better, off-season surgery and lots of rest in season. Once you start playing again, it's going to depreciate and depreciate and depreciate, and you won't be able to play. So let's just take the small sample. Even if you didn't want to put him on IR, fine, totally fine. Playing him Sunday, knowing the Ram game was probably the more important game on the front end. You knew on the front end. Like, I would have gone, and I said it, cut into it. I would have waited on Sunday, even if you had to play Adrian Martinez. Like, I know that sucks. I've never even seen him throw a pass. I'm not even pretending like I saw a highlight. I don't care. I am more worried about Purdy, independent of whatever the other two guys' status were. I'm worried about him. I'm not worried about what happens elsewhere. You know, people are like, right, I don't care what your friends do. I only care what you do, son.
Well, it's so ridiculous, too, because you think Ravens fans are going into this week. I think they're playing the Texans. Cooper Rush. Oh, my God. Cooper Rush can't get hurt. Oh, my. Come on, dude.
Or no, like
liar.
Cooper's at 51%, Lamar's at 62%. So you have to play Lamar because he's healthier than Cooper because of QB3.
No,
that's what we sound like.
I bring in Snoop Huntley or whatever the hell his name is, and that's what who takes over. And you know what? I take my L this week. You know what? You know, Joe, real quick. I know you're on fire this morning.
No, it's just I'm frustrated.
You know what? Sometimes you just got to take an L. Sometimes it happens, even in sports, and you know you're going to take a big fat L. Happens all the time in basketball. They rest a bunch of players.
Happens in baseball. Guys think they're healthy. They go back out there as a pitcher.
And you know what?
Three or four innings, and next thing you know, they're back on the IL. It does happen. It's random.
And you know what? It might be this week. It might be tonight. The 49ers might be just saying, we might just take this big fat L.
I'm not, though.
You're not. I know.
And I don't think Mac Jones is either.
I don't think it's true.
You know, I'm like, honestly, I think this is a great opportunity in front of a national audience for a lot of guys to shine. You know who else I'm looking at?
Who?
And maybe I'm sleeping on him. Maybe he's not even ready to go 3 days later. Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Could this be the breakout game?
I would love it.
Could it? Could it? You want to talk about endearing yourself to Niner fans? Look at who's available. They have no Hall of Fame D end for the whole season. No Hall of Fame tight end for at least this game and probably the next one. No number one and number two receiver, plus your other number one receiver is still on the shelf in Brandon Ayuk, and you don't have your top dog quarterback. If they find a way to win this game, I'm telling you, it would be a huge victory for the morale of the fan base, for that locker room, for their season. It would be monster.
It'd be the greatest win in Mac Jones's career. It's not even close, given the circumstances and going up against that team, that Rams squad, that everyone, they're probably one of the favorites right now in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. They should be undefeated. They should have beaten the Eagles a couple weeks ago. It's your division rival. It's Sean McVay. It's all of it. It's Puka Nacua. You got Jared Verse on the other side. Everything is stacked against the Niners tonight, but you know what? I kind of like being in that spot sometimes. Shock the world. Why not?
You're
8.5-point dogs. You got nothing to lose, Mac Jones. Rip it, dude. Just freaking rip that thing. I want a bunch of go routes from DeMarcus Robinson. Another revenge game scenario for him, by the way.
I didn't even think of that.
I want DeMarcus Robinson out there. Kendrick Bourne. Mac Jones must just throw a more catchable ball to him because he catches it when Mac Jones throws it.
Oh my God.
Let's go. Let's go deep, baby.
If you hand it to him, he still might drop it.
No, that's Sky Moore. But we got Christian McCaffrey. All right, we got DeMarcus Robinson. It's ground and pound, baby. Slow this thing down.
Let's get it up tonight. We do have basically the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl offense. Sky Moore, Valdez, Scantling. I mean, you want to talk about throwing to some randos tonight.
I mean, Jake Don just might be better than Travis Kelce this year. Who knows? By the way, we got Dave Fleming at 8:30.
I'm going to stop you there.
All right. As long as we don't wear a free Brandon Ayuk shirt.
No, but look, this is the beauty of sports. This is why you play the games, because you just never know.
You never know, exactly. And I'm fired up about this game still. I wonder where 49ers fans are out on this. 888-957-9570. We're coming to you live from Laughing Monk Brewing Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And by the way, what's coming up in the game is brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. Dave Fleming, 8:30, to talk about what Buster Posey had to say yesterday, who's going to be the next manager of the San Francisco Giants, his thoughts on the characteristics he's looking for, and just putting a cap on this past Giants season. Plus, Vic Tafer, who covers the Niners on their beat now at 9:20, get the lay of the land for tonight's game. All of that on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
$97 now for 10% off your initial service.
Are high-interest credit cards or personal loans weighing you down? Unlock gives homeowners a smarter option. With a home equity agreement, you can tap into your home's equity for cash today. There are no monthly payments. Here's how it works. Unlock provides funds upfront and in exchange, shares in a portion of your home's future value. That means you keep control with the flexibility to use your equity your way, pay off bills, invest in home improvements, or set aside savings for peace of mind. For thousands of homeowners, Unlock has been the key to moving forward without the pressure of another payment. Put your equity to work for you. Visit unlock.com to learn more about a home equity agreement. That's unlock.com to learn more.
Terms and conditions apply. Not all homeowners will qualify. Not available in all states. After portrayal, home equity agreements are offered by Unlock Home Equity Solutions, Inc. In certain states, NMLS number 2657081. Visit www.consumeraccess.org for more info.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Red and Gold Game Day starts at Laughing Monk Brewing. Park for free. Enjoy amazing food, ice-cold beer, and every game on TV. Catch 95.7 The Game's pregame show. Then hop on the free shuttle straight to the stadium. Sign up now at 957thegame.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Willis, and welcome back to the Morning Roast.
You know, Spadoni, when I was a teenager, the Niners had won a Super Bowl, so...
That's 30 years ago?
Yeah. Thanks. Steve had become a legend. You know, you win that Super Bowl, and you become a legend, right? And I'm talking about after the Super Bowl. I used to get in these arguments with my mom, my dad, my grandfather, uncles, when we were watching the game.
Shasky's getting in arguments? No.
What would happen back then, and I know our opinions of concussions now have changed dramatically.
Yes.
But some of my earliest memories of these like huge, like in the middle of the game debates, they would cut to the sideline. And this is when Steve would get rocked. Mm. Rocked. Okay? And Steve would have this look, and it would be this glazed over eyeball look in his eyes. And I'm not talking about just the Lawrence Phillips missed block Aeneas Williams play. I'm talking about prior to that. And he would have this look on his eyes. He'd take his helmet off. His hair would be all sweating. And he'd just be like, the eyes would be going crazy. And I remember we would all say, like, you got to take him out. No, you got to stay with him. You got to take him out. He doesn't look right. Look at his eyes. Look at this. Dude, we were analyzing Steve Young on the sideline, like, in terms of like what was going on in his head based off how his face and his eyes looked. And then like John Madden and Pat Summerall would be critiquing whether he should stay in the game based off the hits that he had taken. The entirety of Jeff Garcia's career with the Niners, he was dealing with injuries. And we would talk during the game in the stadium, he's not mobile enough, get him out. He's compromised. He got rocked in the shoulder. He can't throw. He has to, you know, he's unable to throw to the left side or whatever it was. Like, well, that's how we discussed during his tenure, Jeff Garcia. There was one graphic, I'll never forget it, when they're on the road. And remember that game Doctor where you'd have the little tweezers and you'd have to stick the little...
Operation?
Yeah, yes.
Benny loves Operation. I got it for him for his birthday. It's great. Yeah.
They described using the Operation board game, you know, all the injuries Jeff Garcia had. The whole body was hurt. The whole body had multiple ankles and knees and this and that.
There should be a 49ers edition this year.
And like there were times like they had to sit Jeff so that he could be, you know, right.
Right.
for the really big games, the ones that would determine whether we were actually going to make the playoffs or not, or specific divisional opponent games. And I'm getting to a point here, and what I'm saying is, like, dude, quarterbacks are treated different. When you're the linebacker and you're Patrick Willis and you break your hand, you put a club on it and you go out there and you play. When you're T.O. and you got a broken leg, that's the Super Bowl too, but you go out there and you play on the broken leg, right?
Yeah.
You
know, we don't talk about that performance.
It's just one of the all-time
greatest performances ever. He's so sick.
But like the quarterback, yeah, you want him to suit up, but you also have to be, you have to protect your asset and you have to protect the guy from himself and you have to think about the big picture. That's why the coach gets paid the big bucks. Now, is he the sole determining factor on all these things? Absolutely not. I mean, you're working with everybody, the player, you know, your medical staff, your front office, the entire team, and you're weighing all these risks and rewards, but they have consequences and ramifications. And it gets me to the Mike Nolan, Alex Smith thing. Alex got his shoulder separated, and he basically got belly flopped on. And Mike Nolan thought he was good to go. The doctors even might have said he was good to go. And they went back out there, and he wasn't good to go. And he ended up needing way more surgery down the line, and it really wrecked his career. I mean, like, early on, I mean, people forget, he did have like a 7-9 season his second year. Like, Alex was trending in the right direction. And he physically got hurt, and I really feel like it made him gun-shy. It made him gun-shy in the pocket. And I think going back out there with that injury was the beginning of the end, Mike Nolan and Alex Smith and their relationship. And them pointing the finger at each other regarding the injury designation. And we're not there yet. But no. What I'm getting at is that quarterback and coach have to be on the same page with these injuries. Kyle knows firsthand. He rolled out Jimmy G. The doctor said he was ready. Jimmy was not ready. He kind of intimated he wasn't ready, and this was with the high ankle sprain. He went out there against the Miami Dolphins in 2020, and he just looked like a shell of himself. And he ended up needing to get shut back down a couple weeks later and having, you know, the off-season surgery. We're not there yet, but, like, quarterback and coach, quarterback and coach, quarterback and coach. You got to protect your quarterback more than any other player on the team. Oh. And in this situation, we know better than any organization, not named the Cleveland Browns, a quarterback injury can derail the entire season.
Well, it's funny you say that because I was just literally going through my mind. Just, you got to protect the quarterback, got to protect the quarterback. Well, Kyle Shanahan has failed to do that with Jimmy Garoppolo. He's failed to do that with Trey Lance. He's failed to do that now with Brock Purdy.
Is that coincidence? Is that circumstance? Is that accident? Is that football?
One time it happens, it's a coincidence. Three times? No. Fool me once. What is it? Shame, I'm doing the whole George Bush thing now, but you get what I'm saying, right? That's what you get here. Like, three times, Joe? No. That's when it starts to become a trend.
I'm a little more lenient, quite frankly, but I understand that point of view. I do. I get being frustrated over the quarterbacks continually getting hurt.
I'm telling you it's a trend because that head coach has told us he does not make the offensive line a priority in the early rounds of drafting. And that's when it becomes a problem, right? So that's when it legitimately becomes a problem. And the more you don't make that the focal point, the trenches, the offensive trenches, and I get it. You got Trent Williams there. That was great. That's awesome. He made the trade. He's been great. It's awesome. But now you're kind of seeing him get a little bit older now. He's taking a little bit of a step back. He's still good. He's not great anymore. That's Baldy's words. Brian Baldinger, former NFL offensive lineman, guy knows his stuff. Yeah, Trent's not a Hall of Famer anymore. He's not playing like a Hall of Famer. Sorry, yeah, he's going to go to the Hall of Famer. Like, he's not playing like a Hall of Famer anymore. Connor Colby's a rookie. He's going to have some ups and downs. He's in place of Ben Bartsch, right? Colton McKivitz has been solid, but Colton McKivitz isn't one of the greatest right tackles in the NFL. He's been solid, though. I'm not poo-pooing him, right? But it's not like you have an elite offensive line. So when you don't have an elite offensive line, you have a quarterback that likes to scramble. Now he can't scramble. Now he's got to stay in the pocket. He's already at a disadvantage in the pocket. Why? Well, he's 6 feet tall. This is how it is. Brock's like 6 foot. So, I know he's probably listed at 6'1", whatever. He's 6 feet tall.
He said in an off-season podcast, He throws blind 40 to 60% of the time.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I don't know if that's...
Joe, we were at that joint practice with the Broncos. The guy, I couldn't see over anyone. And I'm 5'11".
He's still hella good, though.
No, he is.
He's still hella good. I agree. Yes. And he might be right, but he's still hella good.
He is, but he's even better, and he's not even hella good. He's great at times when he can scramble. So the drop-off...
No argument.
The drop-off with that toe injury is significant enough for me to shelve him for a little bit, at least another week. Again, you had 2 to 5 weeks. That was the initial report from Ian Rapoport. You had that baked into the equation. And this was Purdy the other day, asked if it would have been better to just give him another week off.
I was ready to go. You know, I felt pretty good. And, you know, for me to go out and execute an offense and go through reads and throw the ball, like throughout the week at practice, I felt great. And so I had a lot of confidence going into the game, thinking that was going to be good. So that was our decision, and we're rolling with it.
That's, again, he could feel that way. I would have felt better if I was that coach. Yeah, I'm glad you feel that way, Brock. We're going to give you one more week, though, just to be safe. We got a short week next week. I want you to be ready to go against our division rival Rams. You know, take the playoff. I know you're champing at the bit to get back here, but one more week, we'll feel a lot better, and we'll roll next week at SoFi Stadium. It's as simple as that, right? Right?
I get him wanting to play. I do. I trust me. And there's many times where I'm like, I'm good to go. Like, and I'm not pretending I'm Brock, but like, you know, I'm good to go. And then you go out there and you're like, actually I'm not.
But it was like obvious that he wasn't, though.
To me,
it
was very, on the first rollout where he had to pivot, turn around and throw back.
If it was obvious to you at home, it was obvious to Kyle Shanahan on the sideline too, right? It must have been. It must have been. By the way, wait till you hear.
I admit, I do struggle with the players want to play.
Yes.
But this is where, like, to me, strong leadership and coaching,
yep,
they do need to interject. Because to me, like, it wasn't just about, are you ready to play on Sunday? It's, are you ready to play Sunday and then again on Thursday? I wasn't even sure if he could play Thursday and then wait 10 days and play again in Tampa Bay.
It's one thing if we say it, Joe. We're super tapped in. We're local guys. We have a bias towards these teams.
I'm a fan.
Yes. It's another thing when the national guys start saying it. Then it starts becoming something. Wait till you hear what Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider, who's going to be on the call tonight's game, by the way, for Westwood One. Wait till you hear what he had to say about that injury, Brock playing last week, and also if there's an injury issue currently going on with the 49ers. You might be shocked about what he had to say. That's what's coming up the game. It's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're also streaming on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. It's Spadoni, it's Chasky, it's the Morning Roast on 95.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seven the game. You're going to be happy tonight when Mac Jones leads the upset over the Los Angeles Rams. He's going to lead a game-winning drive, and Eddie Pinheiro is going to hit a field goal, and he's going to be talking all that smack at SoFi Stadium. And I was going to say in a hostile crowd, but it's not going to be. It's going to be a friendly crowd because it's going to be all Niner fans down in Los Angeles, because that's what happens whenever you play the Rams. The opposing fan bases take over. And that's what they're going to do tonight. And they're going to be rallying around Mac Jones. We're going to be rallying around Christian McCaffrey. We're going to be rallying around Bryce Huff, all right? And we're going to get the job done if I'm a Niner fan today. That's how I'm feeling. That's how I'm feeling. Now, will it be difficult? Yes. Are the Rams healthy? Yes.
They're the healthiest team in the league.
Do they have Matt Stafford?
How is that even possible?
Conversely, like we were talking about Matt Stafford not being healthy in the offseason. Now he's just looking incredible. And looking very, some of the throws, because, you know, they slice and dice, and you start seeing some plays that they slow down throughout the week. He was the original no-look pass guy, not Mahomes. Stafford's been doing this for a minute. And that arm talent, is never going away. It's never going away.
So everybody,
it's insane.
Everybody remembers last year's matchup in SoFi, week three, where Ronnie Bell missed the ball, dropped the ball, and then the kicker missed the kick, and special teams gave up a fake punt, and yeah. And that was a bad one. And they missed Brandon Ayuk. There was no George Kittle in that game, no Deebo in that game. Juwan Jennings went off in that game.
He was incredible. It was one of the great, probably the greatest game he's ever going to have as a 49er.
Yeah, three touchdowns. Yeah, I mean, he was brilliant. Incredible. Do you remember the game later in the season?
It was ugly. It was raining.
Yes.
And Dre Greenlaw was playing well in the first half. I remember that.
Do you guys remember what happened in the fourth quarter?
What happened?
Rams kicked a field goal to take a lead. They're up 9-6.
It was an ugly
game. 9:31 to go. Niners are marching. Brock Purdy throws an ill-advised pass to Juwan Jennings, intercepted by Darius Williams in the end zone. Then the Rams march down. They kick another field goal. They go up 6 points. And then the Niners have the ball back. There's only 18 seconds. Sack, incompletion. It was just so bad. The fourth quarter was awful. Awful. They should have won that game. Deebo should have scored a touchdown, a walk-in touchdown that he dropped and the fans booed him. That game was so ugly. It was on short rest as well, Thursday night game. So I don't know what this one's going to look like. It's just reliving that game. Man, Brock had a poor game in that one. I mean, everyone did. I'm not trying to just point the finger at him. That was Thursday, December 12th, 2024, year ago.
Oh, my goodness. A lot could change in a year. The Rams are still really good. That was a game, and that was a team that you look back on all those divisional games, like the early one against the Cardinals. You let that one get away. You fumble. Jordan Mason, right? You had the Seahawks early on. Night, Geno Smith. You guys couldn't tackle Geno? Geno? Who looks
LJ's
awful right
first
now?
Game.
LJ's first game, you were there?
Yeah.
I mean, that was really the beginning of the end. Like, there's some certain signs and seasons. Like, when Geno Smith goes night-night on you, and I think that was, week 7, 8? It was, like, halfway
We should have known when Kyler went like this to
Devondre
Campbell.
Oh, yeah, when he, deuces, yeah, bye-bye, dude. Yeah, that was tough. But that one against the Rams, it just felt like, and it was December, just a season in totality in one game kind of a thing where it's just nothing's going right. You let them off the hook. Mm-hmm. You can't have that tonight. Keep it close. Like, I think everyone's assuming it's going to be a blowout. Nationally, everyone's assuming
why?
That.
Why?
Why? Because it's an 8.5-point spread, I think, right now. Like, everyone's saying, why does people think it's going to be a blowout? Because you just listed all the reasons. No Bosa, no Kittle, no Ayuk, no Purdy, no Pearsall, no Jennings. And everyone's notion of Mac Jones is that he's a bust. That's why.
Yeah, I don't think that's accurate. Mac's been good this year.
But...
I'm not saying that he's going to elevate the whole roster.
No, no, no. I think you and I have been both impressed by Mac Jones.
But I think Mac's been good this year.
But you could agree with me, this is going to be easily the toughest test that this 49ers team has faced and Mac Jones is now going to be facing.
Given who's not out there, this is one of the more difficult games that they've had in a long time.
Even
this early in the season.
Even if they were healthy, I still think this is going to be the toughest test they've faced all season. This is the Rams are legitimately.
Yeah,
I think,
I would even if they were healthy. Yes,
the
I would
Rams
agree.
Are on a short list right now. It's early in the season.
No, it's a good
point. They're one of the Super Bowl like teams.
Well, this
right
is
now.
One of the teams you circle.
Yes,
right. And so I don't know what you're going to get from CMC. You know, we've used him so much. He leads the NFL in scrimmage yards and touches.
He's on pace for 130 catches. It would be Jerry.
I did it again, just for Carter.
Do it again,
just for Carter.
I thought that was Carter right there.
That would be the greatest, if we're just going by receptions, not receiving yards, be the greatest season in a receiver has had in the history of the 49ers.
Is it 144 is the single season record? Marvin Harrison or Michael Thomas?
Wasn't it? I think it was Michael Thomas that did it. Hold
144,
on.
We'll 143.
We'll get on that in the back. I teased this sound from Ross Tucker. We're going to get to it. By the way, this segment is brought to you by Golden State. Stirring the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider, joins Steiny and Goo. I think it's every other week. But he does a lot of work nationally as the Ross Tucker podcast. He fills in a lot on the Dan Patrick Show. He's a former NFL offensive lineman, played with Tom Brady. Guy knows his stuff. You've been on his pod multiple times, Joe, in the past.
Yeah.
We love Ross. This is what he had to say yesterday on our airways with Steiny and Goo.
This is before the news came out.
This is before the news came out that all three of those guys are going to miss the game. Pearsall, Purdy, and Jennings. By the way, Ross is on the call tonight at SoFi Stadium for Westwood One, so he is privy to some of the conversations. I'm sure he had conversations with Kyle Shanahan and co. Ross Tucker on Brock Purdy re-aggravating his injury.
You know, Mac Jones was playing well. They were winning those games. Purdy's your big money guy. You know, there are medical competitive advantages and disadvantages in the NFL. And, you know, if they put Purdy back and he aggravated it, now he has to miss a gigantic game against the Rams. That is not good. You know, you need to trust your medical people when they say he can go out there and be fine and not make it worse, not re-aggravate it. He's good to go. Clearly, that wasn't the case. So, you know, I don't know if you blame the player, the organization, the trainers, the doctor, all the above. But clearly, you know, he wasn't 100% and didn't play like a guy that was 100%. And now I don't think he'll play tomorrow night. You put all that stuff together, I think that's a bad look for the 49ers.
You know, it's funny. I was listening to Crosstalk yesterday with Willard, Dibbs, Steiny, and Goo. And Steiny, I just think, made a really good point. Like, forget trying to assess blame, I think, is what he was getting at. Maybe I'm misinterpreting Steiny's intentions. But, like, if I just say, don't try to point the finger at anyone, just look at the results. I think we can all agree. Like, the results are telling you everybody made the wrong decision. I'm not saying that we have to assign blame on Kyle, on the staff,
on Brock,
yeah, you know, on whatever. But the results are telling you they made the wrong mistake. And it's a results-based business, right? Now, you could say the process was correct. The results were unfavorable. Things were out of our hand, you know, whatever. But I'm kind of with Steiny in, like, dude, the results are in. You made the wrong mistake. Like, everyone did. Everyone made the wrong decision. And it sucks. It just sucks.
Again, I do enjoy when there's an outside perspective that's not in our own Bay Area bubble. Mm-hmm. And Ross talks about all the teams on his podcast. He actually has a weekly with Greg Cosell, just like we do. And Greg Cosell joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday, as he does each and every week. Our NFL Insider breaks down the film. We'll get into what Greg Cosell is seeing ahead of this Rams game tonight. But I appreciated him just saying what we've been saying. At the very least in all this, it's a bad look. It's a bad look. How could it not be? And if you disagree, Niner fans, where are you at this morning? 888-957-9570. I think a lot of 49er fans are feeling that way, Joe.
Just bummed.
But I do want to get their thoughts on this whole scenario happening right now, because it is like the Twilight Zone. It just keeps happening again and again and again, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo, whether it's Trey Lance.
We have 19 guys on the injury report.
It's incredible.
They have four.
19. 19.
Joe, I don't know what this, like,
It's insane.
And look, you could say to me, like, it's football. Well, how do the Rams only have four?
Well,
I mean, I know this could be random. Like, I acknowledge, like, sometimes random stuff happens, right? Sure, you walk out and bird poops and it lands on your head. Like, I get it.
Say that's
but
good
if the
luck
bird is
happens.
Always pooping on your head, what's above you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, where's the bird living? Like, is he living right above the porch where you're stepping out and he's pooping on your head? Like, one time is random. Year after 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 year?
Here's what Ross Tucker also had to say.
Am I wrong?
Well, Joe, this leads me to this. On if there's an injury issue with the 49ers, Ross Tucker says yes.
Yes. I do. I mean, there are certain teams that it just feels like they have more injuries than other teams, seemingly on an annual basis. There's no question that they've had injury issues. It's interesting because the Eagles had some success in 17, 18, 19, they were still winning divisions or going to the playoffs, but they had a bunch of injuries. I mean, they won the Super Bowl with like 15 guys on IR. They made some changes in the way they go about things, and they have been extremely healthy the last 3 years.
That's the first time I've heard
I didn't know that.
Compare and contrast training staffs amongst teams. And Ross is very tapped in with the Eagles. I said that. He does their like preseason television. He's a Pennsylvania guy. So he is tapped in over there. He also covers all the teams, as I've mentioned. But that's interesting.
I didn't know that about the Eagles, like, shifting their training staff methods.
I don't know what to make of it either. Does that make sense? Like, okay, is that a one-off? Is that coincidence that they've been, you know, like, is that luck?
They also don't play preseason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.